Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living
Show. All right, amen, amen.
Amen.
Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, family.
Shalom, fam. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises, all praises. Well, we're going to say welcome to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters, Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight is the Wednesday night edition, as we call it, Mister of the Week, the Sabbath preparation. So, tonight we have the Nation of Peace, our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Leah Israel.
Amen.
Of the Nation of Peace, Israelites coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom state of
that
mind,
kingdom
baby.
State of mind.
That right. Kingdom state of mind.
Amen.
And tonight's precept is the law is the key to everything.
That's right.
The law is the key to everything. So with that being said, we're going to turn this over to our brother, Nicole.
Hello.
Shalom, Israelite.
Peace and shalom. Peace and shalom, brothers and sisters. Like I say, peace, shalom to everyone at the sound of my voice. I'm brother Nicole Swanson, little
shalom,
Israel. And we're going to get started with the lesson, people, with no delay. Do I have a reader?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, people, then I ask that all the brothers uncover your heads and face the east, and all sisters cover your heads, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, sisters, please cover your head. Our brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. Amen. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Lord, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strength thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifices, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all the petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. The reading taking place from the book of Psalms, chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 as I start all lessons?
Amen. Verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Thank you. As it says in verse 2, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he's telling us, at all times, we should be preparing and being aware and being ready for the coming of Christ in the kingdom of God. Verse 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That's the people that's in the people of the Lord and the people that's in the work of the Lord, that we should be preparing a agenda-free path to the kingdom with the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So people, tonight's lesson is, the law is the key to everything. And people, this lesson is exactly that. That whatever the question is, whatever it may be you dealing with, the law is the key to whatever it may be. But a lot of things have us not respecting the word of God in the manner that we should. Because a lot of us really don't have faith in the word as we should, or even faith in God as we should. So with that, people, as we're going to start on this lesson, we're going to put some respect on the word of God's name. We're going to put some respect on it to see what it really is. What is his power? What does it do? To understand it, since they keep on saying we ain't got to do that old law. That law, that word, I'm saying that, no, saying that's done away with and all those type of things. They're trying to take the respect from the word of God. But we got to keep it. We got to, through the scriptures, we're going to put respect back on the word of God. Because it's the key, it is the key to everything. So, Brother Isaiah, how are we going to do that? We're going to kick it off in Hebrews chapter 4 and 12. So we got to deal with this, and you just think these just some words, or do you think this is really the word of God and that these things work and that these things are true? So Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, Brother Isaiah, whenever you get it, go ahead.
The book of Hebrews chapter 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Okay, stop. So see that it says, for the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. See, that's what this word is. It is that. To the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Said when this word started revealing you, yeah, it do. Once you got true understanding, you'd be reading this word and it'd be revealing you and be revealing everything else. Oh, yeah, it cuts deep. Oh, this word cuts deep. Especially when you recognize, oh, man, that's just right there pointing directly at me. It's got it's showing my faults. And dividing asunder soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of our. See, you said it can get. See, the word, when you read this word, you can see, oh man, this thing keep all up in my head. It know all about me. It understand my intents, my good and my bad. But for some reason, a lot of people and a lot of doctrines out here is not dealing with the word. But with that, Brother Isaiah, let's get a few of these, put a little bit more respect on the name of the word in the Apocrypha. Let's go on to 1 Ezra chapter 4 and 35. 1 Ezra chapter 4 and 35.
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 4, verse 35. Is he not great that maketh these things? Therefore great is the truth, and stronger than all things.
Stop that. Stop it. You hear that? So is he not great that maketh these things? Because he made the word. He said, therefore great is the truth. What is the truth? Thy word is truth. The word is the truth. And stronger than all things. He said the word of God is stronger than all things. Drop down to verse 38.
Yes, sir. Verse 38. As for the truth, it endureth and is always strong. It liveth and conquereth forevermore.
Did you see that? I thought that old law was done away with. It said, as for the truth, it endureth and is always strong. It liveth and conquereth forevermore. It ain't never going to go nowhere. And it's going to be conquering all the way through. They're trying to take something from this power, but it's the word letting us know this power ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
And saying, and it's always strong. Ain't nothing weak about the word of God. God was saying the word, if you, the more you get with this word of God, and the stronger you get. If you really, I'm saying, if you're a person that's really dealing with it, you say, you know what, I'm a different kind of person, spiritually strong in all kinds of ways. I'm a stronger and better person if you deal with, because I'm dealing with the strength. If you lift weights, guess what? You get stronger. You can also do that spiritually, people. You can do it spiritually, too.
Brother McComb, what was the top of that scripture again?
What's that?
What was the top of that scripture again?
Verse 38, 1 Ezra chapter 4, 38, as for the truth, it endureth and is always strong. It liveth and conquereth forevermore.
You said before that, Rhea? Did you read something before the... 1 Ezra chapter 4, what was the first verse you read? The first verse you read in Ezra was chapter...
35, verse 35. Is he not great that maketh these things? Therefore, great is the truth and stronger than all things.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother.
Brother Isaiah, let's go into Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7 and 17. Wisdom of Solomon 7 and 17.
Amen. The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 17. For he hath given me certain knowledge of the things that are, namely to know how the world was made and the operation of the elements. The beginning, ending, and midst of the times, the alterations of the turning of the sun and the changes of the seasons. The circuits of years and the position of stars, the nation of living creatures and the furies of wild beasts, the violence of winds and the reasonings of men, the diversities of plants and the virtues of roots, and all such things as are either secret or manifest, them I know.
See, now this is King Solomon. He asked for that wisdom, and he's dealing with that wisdom through the word. He said, he know how the world was made. The operation of the elements, the beginning, ending, and midst of times, the operation of the turning of the sun and the changing of seasons, the circuit of years and the position of stars. All of these things he said, and all such things that are either secret or manifest, them I know. But read on, Brother Isaiah.
Amen. 22. For wisdom, which is the worker of all things, taught me. For in her is an understanding spirit holy, one holy manifold, subtle, lively, clear, undefiled, plain, not subject to hurt, loving the thing that is good, quick, which cannot be lettered, ready to do good.
Stop. See that? Here go that quick. They said, didn't say the word was quick. It says quick, but it's giving you some more attributes. Therefore, wisdom, which is the work of all things, taught me. For inheritance is the understanding, spirit, holy, only one, manifold, subtle, lively, clear, undefiled, plain, not subject to hurt, loving the things that is good, quick, and cannot be led, ready to do good. Read on.
Amen. Verse 23. Kind to man, steadfast, true, free from care, having all power, overseeing all things, and going through.
See, here it goes. Having all, what is that? Having all power. See, that's what I'm saying. The law is the key to everything, because that's what it got. It got all the power. It didn't say it got some of the power. It says it has all the power. But we want to tap into other things to try to get things. But he said, dealing with God and his word, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, so that's going to get you, that's the, he said, it's got all the power. But read on, Brother Isaiah.
Yes, sir. Verse 23 at the top. Kind to man, steadfast, sure, free from care, having all power, overseeing all things, and going through all understanding, pure and most subtle spirits. For wisdom is more moving than any motion. She passeth and goeth through all things by reason of her prudeness. For she is the breath of the power of God, and a pure influence falling from the glory of the mighty, almighty. Therefore can no defiled thing fall into her. For she is the brightness of the everlasting light, the unspotted mirror of the power of God and the image of his God, of his goodness. And being but one, she can do all things, and remaining in herself, she makes of all things.
Being but one, it can do what? It can do all things. See that? It can do it all. But read on.
Amen. 27. And being but one, she can do all things, and remaining in herself, she make of all things new. And in all ages entered into holy souls, she maketh them friends of God and prophets. For God loveth none but him that dwelleth with wisdom. For
God,
she is
God
more beautiful.
God loveth none but who that dwelleth with what?
With wisdom.
Wisdom. So if you ain't dealing with, if you ain't dealing with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, guess what? He ain't only dealing with the people that's dealing with that way. That's who he loved. God said he loved none but him that dwelleth with wisdom. Brother Isaiah, well, let's go into the next chapter, chapter 8, and let's pick it up at the 4.
Amen. Wisdom of Solomon 8, verse 4. For she is privy to the mysteries of the knowledge of God, and a lover of his works. If riches be a possession to be desired, is this life, which is richer than wisdom, that work of all things?
See, he said, listen to what he's saying. Everybody want to be rich. He said, if riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that worketh all things? So you're trying to get to the money. You know, you get to the wisdom, knowledge, understanding of God, that can work it all. But we try, but we usually, like I'm saying, that's why the law is the key to everything. We're putting the cart before the horse. He said, you deal with this, this can lead you to all the other things. But we, most of us, want to do it backwards. But let's go to the book of Baruch 4 and 1.
Yes, sir.
Baruch 4 and 1.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the commandments of God, and the law that endure forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die.
See, this is the book of the commandments of God. And the law that endure forever. See, it ain't going nowhere. He said, all they that keep it, you won't come to life. But such as leave it shall die. So like I'm saying, this is the power of the word. It's enduring. It ain't done away with. It's enduring forever. Said if you keep it, you're going to come to life. But if you leave it, you're going to die. Because it's got the power of life in it. But we've been told this word ain't nothing. We're trying to find all kinds of other ways to find the keys to life and all of that kind of stuff. Rather try to figure out speaking in tongues than just sit down and try to really understand the book. People think they got to break out into some kind of Holy Ghost dance instead of dealing with the word. Want to find all kinds of ways, but actually dealing with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Bible. You want to try everything but deal with the book. But let's go into Psalms 119 and 160, Brother Isaiah. Psalms 119 and 160.
The book of Psalms 119, verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever.
Did you hear that? He said, the word was true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Ain't no ending. Ain't no done away with. See, I'm doing all of this stuff in the beginning to show you the power of the word that we gonna get, that we got to stump as the people of God. We got to stump on these lies that something has changed. Something has been done away with. Something has been, the word has been nailed to the cross. We ain't got to, Jesus did it for us and all that jazz. So we got to understand that. But see, they say that this is a that the law and stuff is an Old Testament thing. But let's show you that God never changes. Even in the New Testament, it speaks of the word, and the word is still good. But let's show you some of these things. Let's go into St. John chapter 1 and 1. St. John's chapter 1 and 1.
The book of St. John chapter 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Stop. So he said in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But they're saying, because if the Word is God, then you tell people that God can be killed. Because they're saying the Word, the Old Testament, the beginning, oh, that's done away with. So you're trying to tell me that Christ and get rid of him, saying, that's they don't understand, man. Jesus comes in the name of the word. You mean tell me Jesus committing suicide? When he came down here and put himself on a cross, he killed the word? That mean he killed it? He committed suicide? Because you get rid of the word, you get rid of him. I don't think Jesus is teaching us how to practice suicide. But he said in the beginning was the word. But we in the New Testament. Let's show you what we're supposed to be doing. Let's go into the book of 1 John, the book of 1 John 2 and 7. In the New Testament. So this is why we got to stuff all this foolishness out, that we can stay in the New Testament and show you Hey, man, you still got to say we still got to deal with the law. It ain't going nowhere. But let's get this. The book of 1 John 2 and verse 7.
The book of 1 John chapter 2 and 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Stop. You hear that? People, we in the New Testament. We deep, deep, deep New Testament. We ain't even in St. John. We in 1 John. And it says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. So he's saying this word was even, people, if we paying attention, he said, oh, it didn't start with Moses. It's from, he said the word, this commandment been from the beginning. A lot of people don't understand that first light on day one, that ain't the sun on day four. Day one, is the light is the word of God. Lost that's commandments, instruction. That's the light that came on the first day. He said, that's the light. Said, guess what? That light ain't never going nowhere because that light is God. You know? So that light is God and Christ. Christ is the word. He ain't going nowhere. Christ going to be forever. So that word that we heard in the beginning, we ain't never supposed to turn from that. But you got people trying to make it something else. And we in the New Testament. Let's see. Let's go in the book of 2 John 1. And it's saying, let's go in the book of 2 John 1 and verse 6. 2 John is only one chapter anyway. But yeah, 1 and 6.
2 John 1 and 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that, as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it.
So in the New Testament, we're hearing that commandments, this is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in that. You said, you're still supposed to be walking in what you heard from Genesis 1 and 1. You said, you're still supposed to be dealing with that right now. They said, when I used to be a good old Christian, they said, the Old Testament is the old time, but they said the New Testament is today. That's what I was taught when I was going to the Christian church. The New Testament is today. So in the book 1 John today, it's saying we still supposed to be dealing with the commandments that we heard from again. We still supposed to be walking in that. According to what they call today. So we got to understand that. So it's the key to everything. So let's see some other, like I said, it's the key to everything. Let's see some of the advantages and some of the things that you can get from the word, that you can get from the commandments. Brother Isaiah, let's go to in the Apocrypha, Ecclesiasticus 1 and 26. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1 and 26.
The book of Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 26. If thou desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and the Lord shall give her unto thee.
Stop. You hear that? He said, if you want wisdom, what?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. And the Lord shall give her unto thee. So, see, it's the key to everything. Even if you want wisdom, say, keep the commandments. See, I want to take and twist this in some directions and understand the answer to everything is going to be the same thing. We try to find all kinds of different ways, but when it comes to understanding what we got to do to make anything work, it's pretty doggone easy if you understand it. It's real easy. The answer to all your questions is going to be the same thing. Same thing. We be trying to figure out how to get spiritual light and candles and all kind of crazy mess, but it's way simpler than that, people. It's way simpler than that. as we keep going. But he said, if you want wisdom, keep the commandments, and you're gonna get it. While we're in the Apocrypha, Brother Isaiah, let's go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10 and 21. Wisdom of Solomon 10 and 21.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10 and 21. For wisdom opened the mouth of the dumb and made the tongues of them that cannot speak eloquent.
See, people, I see this all the time as an Israelite. It said, for wisdom opened the mouth of the dumb and made the tongue of them that cannot speak eloquent. I'm saying, my foundation, 18 to almost 19 years ago, was Israelite Church, God, and Jesus Christ. Okay, you got brothers in there. Some of them didn't even graduate high school. I barely graduated out of high school. Man, we know how to, saying, dealing with the word and dealing with things. Man, I know how to speak Hebrew, write Hebrew. I know how to write four different Hebrews, okay? I know how to write cursive Hebrew and all that. I'm saying start learning how to read. When you get into this, most brothers' vocabulary expand tremendously. When you start doing this, if you really studying and doing things the way you're supposed to do, you got dictionaries and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You start adding to yourself. And when people start doing this, they start achieving. They make you start doing a whole bunch of self-achievement. You're like, man, I didn't have to go to college and learn how to do a language. I did it on my own. So you start understanding. It builds you as a person and start saying, I can accomplish just about anything if I put my mind to it. So that's what I'm saying. This is the key to everything. It said it can take you from dumb to eloquent. I've seen it happen over and over and over and over and over again, that you can be on nothing and take you to eloquent, great speaker. Saying some people scared to speak in front of people. I've never met none of my brothers, the Israelites, that was like that. When I was an Israelite, I used to actually go to this Christian church, and people, when it was time for them to do their lessons, they were scared to death. If they wasn't a normal pastor and stuff like that, they used to be scared to death when they had to do it. But guess what? Most Israelites, from the discipline and the things that we deal with and the spirit that we deal with, most of us are prepared and ready to go. When you're dealing with the law, statutes, commandments, it builds you into that. Most people, brothers that I know that do this, they have much confidence in their ability in doing this. But that's from God, and that's from dealing with things of God, and he builds you into those things. So we got to understand that it can give you the smarts. It can give you these things. It can make you achieve a lot of things on your own. Saying brothers know history and all kinds of stuff, ain't never stepped a pinky toenail in college, but know history, but can take you history back and forth just because we be dealing with the word. It does that to you. If you really, really doing this thing. But let's show you that these smarts and things happen to you if you really dealing with it. But you got to have the right feeling for the word. Let's show you this. Brother Isaac, let's go on to Psalms 119 and 97. Psalms 119 and 97. Let's see if your attitude's right about the things of God, where it can take you.
You said 127, bro?
119, Psalms 119 and 97. Sorry about that. 119 and 97.
All right, the book of Psalms 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day.
Stop. So how did King David feel about the law?
He loved it.
See, so that's what I'm saying. This brother is emotionally invested in this. But when this thing changes your life, it is, you should have that kind of passion for it. It should be that to you if you really into this. I'm saying, I love when I talk to some of my brothers that's in this, because that's the only time I really get to be around people and it has the same kind of passion for this as I do. Because I don't meet many people that do. I said, I don't meet many people that love scriptures and listen. Well, when I'm around certain brothers, man, a scripture can come out. Man, we act like we listened. That was a cold-blooded line, a bar in a rap song. We're like, oh, that was cold. Oh, that was cold. Oh, that's how I am when I be looking at these scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And when I be looking at these, I say, man, King David be dropping them bars. He be dropping them bars. Boy, he be dropping them. Because he loves it. But read on.
Amen. 98. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for my testimonies are my meditation.
See that?
I understand
said,
more.
So his so look, he loved the word, but guess what else is happening? Because he got this great relationship with the word. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies, that's where his mind is. So he even advanced past the people that taught him. But read on.
Hey, man, 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I refrain my feet from every evil way.
So, that's it. He said 100. He said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep that. He said, because I'm keeping these things, because I'm practicing, because I'm in love with this. He said, I understand more than all the people that was before me. He said, I know more than the ancients. But we go back to 97. Oh, how I love thy law. See, he in love with it. He in love with it. He see the benefit in it. He see it's making him achieve more and more and more. And ain't afraid to say it. He's telling you the benefit of this. It's benefiting him tremendously. So he putting some respect on us. He love it. Some people say, man, it don't seem like I'm getting much out of this. Probably don't love it yet. Probably don't respect it in the manner that you should. Hell, you might not really, you know what I'm saying? There's people that's doing this, you don't really, I'm saying, you don't really have faith like that. You don't really believe in this all the way or as you probably should. So it ain't going to seem like it's working for you. Because truly, to really see these things, you got to get where King David is. You got to get where he is in verse 97. You got to love the things of God. And one of the things that, like saying, that's going to really make you tap into that is the word. Like the word, through the word, King, besides Jesus, King David is my favorite person in the Bible because I've read I've seen his character, I've seen his love for God and the things of God and the people of God, that this dude was for real about this. He was passionate about the things, the people of God, everything about God, the Word, everything surrounding God, he loves it. He loves it. And so, like I'm saying, he's passionate about that. And when I read him, and the more I tapped into him, and the more I started tapping into the Word, I started learning to have that kind of passion myself. I'm saying this is my favorite subject. I could talk about this all day long, all night long. Till the sun come up, till the sun go down. If I got somebody at the other end listening, hey, sometimes I might just talk to myself. I do that sometimes too. Like saying, in order to see these benefits, you got to love this. You got to know that this word can change my life. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me to understand this word. And it's the key to everything. Helps me keep my peace. So we got to understand that. So let's go into, like I'm saying, this thing can make you smarter. So let's go into Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4, Brother Isaiah. Isaiah 50 and 4.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned.
See that? He said, what'd he do? He said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. See that? When you deal with this word, when you deal with these things, he said, I'm going to give you the tongue of the learned. See, that's what I'm saying. Dealing with the law, guess what? Now you can learn. He said, I'm going to give you the tongue of the learned. That you should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. So he said, you can, I'm saying, somebody that's weary, depressed and all, he said, you can give them a word that can lift their spirit back up. He said, he waketh morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as well. Say, now you can hear. Say, when you hear the words of wisdom and understanding, he said, you know what to listen for. You know what to look for. You know what to listen for. He said, you can speak it, but you can also hear it. It's the key to all of those things. If you want to know more. All these things connected to the Word of God. All these things is connected to the law, statutes, commandments. They can make you learn. They can make you achieve more and more and more. They can make you smarter than what you are. But let's show you something else you can do. Brother Isaiah, let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 19.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
What can this word make you? He said, if you teach, he said, whosoever do and teach them, the same shall be called what?
Great.
This word, that's what, one of the keys is this word can make you great. This word can make you great. Are we not reading in the book of Matthew? Did we not just read in the book of Isaiah? Have we not read in the Psalms by King David? All these people, all these men, and all the prophets and prophetess in this Bible, guess what? To us that believe in this, they're all great. Lived thousands of years ago, and we're still talking about them because they was doing this. They was them saying, if you're in this book and you're one of the prophets and prophetess of the Bible, guess what? You definitely was dealing with the law and was doing it. And this thing made them great. when you sin. But you see what he's saying? Brother Isaiah, read it again.
Amen. 19.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
See, now he says, whosoever shall do and teach them. See, you just can't be a teacher. He says you also got to be what? Doing it. So you just can't be a teacher and not doing it. What's going to make you great is putting what you teach or putting what you learn into action. That's what's going to make you great when you put it into action. Let's show you this. Let's go, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Romans chapter 2 and 13. See, just teaching, because we got, I'm saying, we got teachers, but just teaching ain't it. Teaching ain't going to just do it alone. You also got to be like Barry White. You got to practice what you preach. You got to practice. You got to practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do some of that Barry White 316. Practice what you preach.
Yes, sir.
But let's get this. Romans chapter 2, verse 13.
Romans 2 and 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
See that? So what you, I hear people all the time, I read the Bible. I went to church, I listened to the past. No, he said not the hearers of the word, the law are justified for God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. So what's going to make you great? What's going to make you justified? Putting the law, statutes, commandments with the testimony of Jesus Christ into action. That's what's going to do it. So what you may listen. So what you go to class and listen. So what you might listen to phone conferences. So what you might watch some YouTube videos. Is you putting this thing in? Is you putting these things into action? So what you might be a great, great teacher of the word. But what is you doing once you went? What you doing after you teaching? Like I tell people, if you in a class, church, or wherever you at, you ain't proving nothing. You ain't proving nothing about your walk with God at church. I said everybody should be able to act right at church or class or whatever. So if you can't act right there, then you know you ain't got no chance in hell making it. You prove that you prove your walk when you walk out of that, when you're not doing that. Your everyday walk at home, work, in these streets, that's when you prove that you a person of God.
Right. Right.
So who can't be at class on the Sabbath and act right? What you proving? You ain't proved nothing. You can't just sit there and listen. But what's gonna happen? But what happens when the sun goes down on the Sabbath? Are you gonna start howling at the moon? Acting crazy? That's when you really prove it. When you're not around the righteous. When you just out here living your daily life. You ain't proving nothing being in class. Nothing. Because like I'm saying, if you can't sit down in that class and listen and take your notes, I don't know what to tell you. You shouldn't be a part of this program no way if you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand that it's your actions. It's your actions that's going to prove you. So everything you hear, you got to put it in action. Let's show you something else, this word. Like I said, it's the key to everything. So we show you can be great. Let's show you something else to give you. Brother Isaiah, since we're right next door, let's go to Romans chapter 3 and 1.
Yes, sir. Romans 3 and 21.
I mean 3 and 1. 3 and 1.
3 and 1. Sorry about that. What advantage then have the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision?
much every way chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
Now, but what he said, he said, what advantage then have the Jew, or what profit is there? So, you know, the Jews or the Israelites, we got to keep the commandments. That's an automatic thing. He said, and he tell you too, much every way chiefly because that unto him were committed the orals of God or the word of God. So because we got the word of God and we got to obey the word of God, that's what it gives us. It says advantage. So one of the keys of having the word of God, dealing with the law is the key to everything. The law is the key to having an advantage in every way. That's what our brother Paul put down in verse 3. He said we have a much of an advantage in every way. If we use it and put it in and you put it into action, people. Because let's show you if you just listening and you ain't putting it into action. Let's go into the book of James 1:22. Let's just say you just, like I'm saying, you just hearing. And you ain't putting no action behind this. Let's see what our brother James will say about tell us about this.
All right, you said the book of James, chapter again?
1:22.
Amen. The book of James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
So if you just to hear, he said you better be a doer, because if you just to hear what you're doing, you deceiving your own. So it ain't good enough, just like I'm saying, you got to put some action behind it. The law is the key to everything, but you just can't be sitting on the sideline. You got to be participating in this. You just can't be sitting there listening. You say you got to be a part of this. You got to do this. People tell me all the time, I read the Bible. I say, I don't deny you didn't read the Bible. I don't deny it. But did you understand? And now that you understand, what you going to do? What you going to do now that you got true understanding? So we got to understand it. Okay, now that I know this, you see what I'm saying? From listening to my brother James here, hey, if I don't be a doer of this, yeah, I'm just deceiving myself. I'm just playing a game. So we got to understand that. You just playing around. So we got to understand those things. Now let's go show you some other things is what this word can do. We're going to go into a battle, but the battle going to be won by scriptures. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Matthew's chapter 4:1. And show you something. Christ going to show us how to battle the enemy without using any tricks for power or nothing. He's just going to show you the power of the word. So let's get this. Matthew chapter 4:1.
The book of Matthew chapter 4:1. Then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up.
So the devil came tempting Jesus. What did Jesus do? This is going to be a three-round knockout, y'all. First round, Jesus gave him a left with some Deuteronomy 8:3 on it. What he just said to him, that's Deuteronomy 8:3. He gave him a quick left jab with the Deuteronomy 8:3. But read on.
Verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up unto the holy city,
and set up him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dashest thy foot against a stone. And Jesus saith unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Stop.
Again.
Okay, Jericho. I'm saying Jesus loved Deuteronomy, because now he just gave him a right with some Deuteronomy 6 and 16. But we're going to come to the last round. Read on.
Again, the devil taketh him up unto an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Stop. So in verse 10, he said, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. That was Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 13. So he gave him three rounds of some Deuteronomy. And then he said, and then at the end, he said, The devil leaveth him, and behold, his angels came and ministered. So guess what, people? We can deal with the things. And this is where Jesus is showing you don't need no magic tricks or nothing. You can defeat the enemy. You can defeat the things in your life by what? The scriptures. He had a three-round knockout with the devil. Scriptures only. No magic, no disappearing, none of that. He didn't have to bring no fire from heaven, none of that stuff. Just three scriptures made the devil run off. Guess what, people? You can do that. We can do that. Jesus just showed us. I hear people, man, Jesus was different than us. We can't do it. I can't do it. Jesus was different. Jesus approved. He showed right here, I was a human. I did, and guess what? I did all this with the word. I defeated the devil. I defeated the enemy with the scriptures. Because the law is the key to everything, as the title of this lesson is. So guess what? You can get it. When we find out you got an advantage, it can make you smarter. The enemy. So let's go into Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Psalms 107 and 19. Psalms 107 and 19. Let's see something else this word can do. When you get it, brother, go ahead.
The book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 19. Then they came unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions.
Stop. He said his word is healed. His word did what?
His word healed.
See? He didn't heal. See, didn't see the law, the key to everything? The key to the law, he said the word, because the law is the word. He said it can heal you. And deliver them from their destruction. So it can heal you and deliver you from destruction. See, this is the key to everything. The word can heal you physically, mentally. The word heals me mentally almost every day by reading it, dealing with it, helping me cope with the things that I deal with. Like saying, this word gives me peace and helps me stay in peace. Almost all day long, all day strong, I stay in a peaceful mind state. It has everything to do with what I've learned in the Word. I'm saying, people, about an hour before I started this lesson, I found out my brother had a heart attack. I'm saying, this brother's the brother that went through all my foster homes with me and everything. And then right after that, one of my students called me, and I told him, man, I said, man, why ain't you tripping or nothing? I said, man, I know how to be at peace. Say, I love my brother, but guess what? I still got on the docket. I still got to do the work of the Lord. My brother made it out of his surgery. It sounds better. He said he's probably going to get out tomorrow. I'm at peace with him.
Amen.
But guess what? It ain't going to shake me from doing the things of God. I'm going to keep it moving. So we got to understand that. His word heal you. He can heal your mind. I don't let things try to shake me like that. I'm not going to call in, you know, when I can't do it. No. If I got to do it with a heavy heart, I'm going to do it with a heavy heart. Because I've been doing it with a heavy heart most of the time I've been doing it. So we got to understand that these things can help you in many, many ways and help you cope in many, many ways. So I know it can heal you physically and mentally, help you cope with things. I'm saying that, and that's my younger, I'm the oldest brother, that's my younger brother. So like I'm saying, it would be shame for my brother to die before me. But we're going to continue. We're going to continue. Let's go into Psalms 119:49. Let's show you something else this will give you. Psalms 119:49.
The book of Psalms 119:49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope.
Stop.
This is my comfort.
You know what else this word says? This word gives me what? Hope, people.
Hope.
People killing themselves. Young people killing themselves every week. Celebrity young people killing themselves every week. You know why? They got the money. They got the fame. They got the drugs. They got the sex. And they see no light at the end tunnel. They don't have no hope. They say, what's going to say? Because you still got your brain. Your brain, the real you. Money and fame and everything ain't going to fix your mind. It ain't going to fix. You know what I'm saying? Money can't teach you how to have peace. Money going to teach you I can pay my bills, I can buy stuff, but it ain't going to fix your brain. All that life you didn't live before you got the money, all that stuff is still in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with God, when you're dealing with the scriptures and everything, guess what? I have hope in something greater than what I'm seeing right now on this earth. The things that I've been seeing for my 50 years, guess what? I got hope in something greater than what I seen. I got hope in the return of Christ. I got hope in the 1,000-year millennium with Christ. I got hope in being in the kingdom of God that he's going to come down and be down with here with us. That's what I got hope in. So I got hope outside of what I see. And that hope outside of what I see, even though I'm not rich right now, because I don't talk death in my life, I think things don't get much better. So even though I don't see it right now, I got hope in something greater than that. So you know what that helps me do? It helps me to find contentment. I'm somewhat content with my life. So I got hope. I said I'm content, and I got hope for better. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. So I got hope. This word can give you hope. Let's get that again. Brother Isaiah, let's go into the book of Romans 15:4.
The book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning,
that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
You see that? He said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for, one thing was written for our learning, and that we through patience, and is giving us comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. See, it's comforting me because I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. That's how I know how to give peace. It's comforting me because guess what? I got hope. The word of God has given me hope. It's the key to everything. I love this, people. Through this word, I got hope. And another reason people be tripping, they don't know their true purpose. Through this word, guess what? I found my purpose. That's what it can do for you. But you got to tap into it and put it into action. But it can comfort you. He said, it's learning. That means it's teaching you. He said, it's through patience. It's helping you be. He said, the only way, you know what I'm saying, I know how to keep patience because I know how to stay at peace. I don't start tripping because things don't happen too fast and all that kind of stuff. So this thing can make you have hope. You can have hope. That's one another key it gives you. It can give you hope. When it seems like all the chips are down, this word can make you have hope in something else. They can give you hope. Oh, things are going to get better. I'm down. Ain't no other way but up. Saying this word has made me not a, I'm not a glass half full. I'm not a glass half empty. I'm a glass half full type of person. I always think things going to rise and get better and better and better. I'm not a glass half empty person. Everything, oh man, it's almost gone. No, the ship ain't almost gone. No, my glass is, in my mind, the glass is almost, that water almost to the rim, even though it's halfway. It's overflowing. That's how I think. But that's how the scriptures got me thinking, because I got hope. So we got to understand that this thing can psychologically change you. But let's show you, what else it can do to you. Let's go into St. John's 17:17.
Is that St. John 17:17?
Yes, sir. 17:17.
Amen. The book of St. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Now, he said you can be sanctified through the truth of the word. So through the word of God, you can be sanctified or separated from this world. See, I remember I used to go to the Church of God in Christ in a Christian sense. They said, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. They think, I'm saying, sanctified. They used to talk to me, and I'm like, man, I don't think I'm sanctified. But now I understand sanctified through thy truth, thy word. Okay, I am sanctified. I'm truly sanctified. I'm truly sanctified. I'm truly, God has separated me from this world. If I choose to. Because I got the word. Like I say, you got to put it into action. He didn't told me how to be sanctified. Am I going to keep myself sanctified now that I got the understanding of how to be sanctified? So, another key is you can be sanctified through the word of God. Let's show you something else the word God can do for you while we're in the book of St. John's. Let's go into St. John's 8:32.
The book of St. John's chapter 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The truth is the word again, and it can do what? Make you free.
Make you free.
It can make you free. You need to make you free from all the lies in the world. You've been saying, now you've been, this is the truth. Now you've been freed from all the lies. Now the world can't fool you because you've been made free. You know the truth. So now you've been made free. The world can't fool you no more. The enemy can't fool you no more. Like I said, if I fall into some foolishness, it ain't because of the devil, it's because this is something I chose to do. I'm not being tricked anymore. I wanted to do that. Whatever it may be. It ain't because I'm tricked anymore. That's why I'm saying you have to become a, I'm saying just hearing the words, you got to become a doer of it. Or you still might find yourself still doing some of the same stuff you used to be doing before. But the thing is, you'll be doing it with understanding. You ain't tricked or nothing. So we got to understand that. This word, one of the keys to everything, it's a key to freedom. You can be made free. But let's pretty much, because we got like two or three, like three or four more. But let's get something that could wrap the whole thing up in one scripture. And me in a couple of scriptures. Let's go into St. John's chapter 14. St. John's chapter 14 and verse 13. I'm saying, because Jesus, he's just gonna make it plain. St. John's chapter 14 and verse 13. Jesus is going to just make it plain for us.
Amen. John 14, 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me,
So Jesus, he made an absolute, statement, 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. But read on, Brother Isaiah.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort.
No, 15.
Okay, man. If you love me, keep my commandments.
See, he said I will do it, but what you got to do?
Keep the commandments.
Keep my commandments. He said you can ask things. This is why the law is the key to everything. He said, yeah, you can ask anything you want. But you got to keep the commandments. Read on, verse 16.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Stop. So now he said, guess what? When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, when you keep now I'm gonna go to my daddy. Now I'm gonna bring you before him now. Now you've kept the commandments, you can ask whatever you want. So now guess what? You can keep the commandments, now I'm gonna go to the Father. Now I'm gonna bring you before the Father. So this is an absolute statement. So ain't no action, what do I got to do to get this? What do I got to do to get this? Obey God. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's how you're going to get it. It's the key to the laws, the key to everything. Let's show you some more, because dealing with this word and dealing with him, let's go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews 11 and 6.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
See that? He said, first you got to have a good faith. Faith is part of this, along with the word. He said, you must say, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He got to believe. See, the crux of all this is, do you believe in God? Even though you might be going to church or Hebrew Israelite, even saying, do you truly, truly, truly believe in God? Then he's going to do the things that he say he's going to do. So you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Where do you diligently seek God at? In the word. And as we learned today, learning the word and performing the word. You just can't do one side of it. You got to do both of them. You got to search for them in a word, and then what you find, you got to do that. But he said, he'll reward them that diligently seeking him. Where you going to seek him at? You going to seek him at his word, and through his word, you're going to get instructions so you can walk that. And how do you get to the beginning of doing this? How do you get to the beginning of coming to the point of you start putting these things in action? Last scripture, Brother Isaiah. Let's go into 2 Timothy 2:15.
The book of 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Word of truth. See that? Study to show thyself approved unto God. People, you should be saying when you're doing these things, you're doing this for the approval of God. When you're studying and when you're putting it into action, this ain't for man. This is for the approval of God. So he says, study for the show thyself approved to God, because you're looking for the approval of God. He said, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, meaning the word of God, the law of testament. Say, but you got to rightly divide the word of God. And this is the key to everything. You start by studying the word of God. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding. In Jesus' name, I thank you for your time, and I hand things off to Brother Joel and Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Amen, Brother Nicole. Amen.
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 Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, hello, Shalom. Can someone hear me?
Yes. Praise God.
I want to say thank you, Pastor Nakomi. I thank you for this scripture. I look at this as a testimony for me, for myself. That part when you said, those that know the work, and I didn't get to say I was afraid. I'm not going to lie about it. I know this, bro. I've been in this 11 years. Pastor Joe, Pastor Nehemiah, y'all helped me with this the whole time. But it's my fault. I delayed many times. It's embarrassing, but I'm over it. I'm a man now. So since I'm a man, I have to be a man. And I know this word. Just like how y'all go out there and y'all do this word, I got that the same way y'all do it too. I might be longer, but I know exactly what y'all showed me. It's like when you said, Nehemiah, let your light shine before men and let the people see a good work. I was afraid because I didn't know how to do it the way how y'all did it. But the thing is, it don't matter. I have the wisdom and I understand the same way y'all do it. Y'all just know how to do it. I actually know how to do it. But I thank you for the lesson. I just have to be a man enough and study and show myself true to that word. Because the word is true, like that Bible just said. I want to listen, man. And it called me out. I look at the fact God called me out because I know it. I'm just being silly and I'm going to do the work. But I thank you for the lesson. I just want God just to basically just have mercy on me while I still have the ability to do his work the same way just like y'all do it. And y'all make that a blessing for me and to live me up even much more. I should do it, man. The only thing about it that I'm smart of, I don't show my soul like most of these other folks have. Smarter than that.
All right,
but the thing is, I shall continue on, live for it and do for it. I don't know what's in front of me, but I need to just do God's work because that's what I know. That's the only thing that has to save me. What I think this lesson for. I thank you.
All right, thank you, bro. Any more testimonies, comments, any words?
Yes.
Go ahead, sister.
Yes. Yes. I really appreciate it. This much. This is Sister Gloria. And I really appreciate your message. It brought a lot of highlight out into my life. And It just makes me want to be a better person than what I am. I'm reaching out. I am reaching out. I have been trying to get in. I was going on a line on Facebook with the organization, and then it was a big mess. But, you know, that's okay because I know that I know Most High has me. And so if y'all just please keep me in your prayers. And, Pastor, please call me.
All right.
And I really did appreciate that message because it brought so much. That was
you,
just
Sister.
Right down. Okay.
Thank you, Sister Gloria. Any more testimonies, comments?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hello, shalom. Yes.
Shalom.
Well, Brother Nakomi, I always enjoy your brother's messages, and I'm exactly like you. I love this word wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wholeheartedly. And my only thing is disappointing the Father. That's my whole thing. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate
right.
this lesson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you. Any more testimonies, comments?
Hey, shalom, bro.
Shalom. Oh, Brother Isaiah, thank you for your reading. You did a great job. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, man, the Father's merciful. Oh, man, bro, you hit it right on the nail, man, with that with the devil tempting. Well, with the devil tempting the Most High. And, man, the Lord just pulled the skirt over all our heads. You know, keep me in your prayers. I'll do the same with y'all. You know, because, man, he just really showed us. You know, he showed us how to beat the devil with just a couple of scriptures. You know, and showed us that's all we got to do. So even when we fall short, you know what I'm saying? Even when we fall short.
Yes.
You know, the whole thing is that you can't blame the devil no more after you've been this thing so long. That means you got yourself into something that you wanted to do. You
Come
know?
On now.
And
Come
that's just that's just pulled the whole skirt over my head, you know, and anybody else's head that's trying to do things right. So this precept was very necessary. You know, like how the scripts say, man, the Lord will show you your ways, and the Lord will show you your shortcomings, the Lord will show you what you're doing wrong. But, you know, the reason why we still do is because there's a possibility of lack of faith, you know,
mm-hmm.
but one thing that we can keep in mind. You know, and another thing, too, is that, you know, even though we have our problems and shortcomings, we should really take heed to that scripture, you know, on how the Lord defeated Satan the devil. You know, he defeated him with scriptures. So if we're not defeating him by scriptures, that means we're doing something that we just want to do. You know, and that's just, that's just painful. That's just painfully honest, just being painfully, brutally honest with myself. It ain't that we are being tempted above measure. It's just that we get ourselves involved with things we like to do. And, you know, I can't be a hypocrite with that. You know, that scripture just proved everything under the sun. So through the grace of God, I appreciate you really bringing this precept and taking time out to study and do this lesson. And I yield the mic, bro.
Thank you, Brother Isaiah. Great words. Thank you. Any more comments, testimonies? And if there's not any more hands up, any announcements on Brother Joel, Sister Rhea?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, man. First and foremost, man, our prayers with you and your family, bro. We want to hope and pray that your brother do make a full recovery. And then when it's all said and done with, did he end up a better person with a better heart? We just hope and pray those things, man, and we're praying for the strength in you to encourage him to recover as well. I want to add this Luke chapter 1 and 5, and it says this. It said, there was in the days of Herod, king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And evoke us righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. People act like, you know, when you get into the New Testament, you don't have to keep the commandments anymore. They act like, you know, the commandments is a curse. And here, it's not only were they all righteous by keeping it, but they was also blameless. Blameless. In keeping them. You see? And that's what the law do. It'll make you righteous, and it'll clean you up and make you spotless. And I'm going to share this one here in Genesis chapter 26:5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Well, Moses came out of Abraham. What is he talking about? Abraham kept his laws. So the law was already running in the earth before there was a Mosaic law or Torah, as we want to call it. It was already laws in his planning. So we have to be mindful that if we have anything that we desire of God, is that we desire to be his friend. And if you desire to be his friend, what do? You keep his charge. You keep his commandments.
You keep his
statutes, and
mm-hmm.
you keep his law.
Okay.
That's how you be his friend.
Yes.
And he will call you a friend. And he'll do all the things that he did for Abraham and perform the miraculous like he did for Zechariah and Elizabeth. And keeping the commandment, blameless and righteous, the Lord will reward you with a beautiful gift like John the Baptist.
Yes.
So it's a great reward in keeping the commandments of God. It's a great reward in performing those things. Because we see here that by keeping his commandments, you can inherit all things like Abraham. And your family can be delivered and see the kingdom of God. Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John are all going to be in the kingdom together. And that's what we want. So amen, 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 amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm fine. I'm good. Yes, amen. I agree, 100%. If you just have one moment, I just want to tell you, I was raised on the Baptist doctrine, but now I know. I do a lot of reading. I do some studying. Not like I should, but I had a best teacher. And my best teacher was Israel. Hello?
Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Any more comments, testimonies on Brother Joseph's word? Any announcements?
Well, tomorrow, and also, Isaiah, great job, man. Great job holding down the scriptures, man.
Yes.
Oh, amen.
Big.
Father's merciful.
Tomorrow is the Thursday night edition of the Sound of Living Water. He's going to be here for that. For the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible study class with your
what
brother
time?
Isaiah coming out of Peoria, Illinois. That last precept you dropped with Solomon going to be in the kingdom. fire. I don't know what you got up your sleeve for tomorrow, but Jack, that's gonna be
he's gonna text me. He'll text me.
Amen. Amen. Oh yeah, sis, to answer your question, it's Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays are all 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. To answer your request, I kind of heard that in the background. I don't know if Elder heard it or not, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. Oh yeah, and Tuesdays are 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. 7 o'clock
Tuesday.
Central Standard Time. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday,
it's
Thursday,
like,
Friday,
it's
Saturday.
It's 9:30
right?
Here. It's 9:30 where I live.
So that means hers is what, 6 o'clock?
No.
That'd be 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Amen. 8 o'clock.
You see, we all need each other. We all need each other. All praises. Amen. Okay, all praises. Well, I'm so glad that Nakomi did his precept. It's just the Father revealing himself about one flesh. I mean, one spirit, excuse me, one spirit, because it's actually going to something how Brother Nakomi did his precept. But through the grace of God, God willing, we live, the name of the precept that we're doing tomorrow is called Prepare Yourself for Many Temptations.
Prepare yourself for many. Oh, okay. Now what?
Yeah,
okay, hold on. Because I'm
yes,
with
ma'am.
Okay. I done got mixed up now. So nobody off balance, please.
Oh, no, you're fine. That's all good, sis. But the name of the precept
okay.
We're doing Bullshit tomorrow is called. Oh, you're all good, yeah.
Okay.
The name of the precept tomorrow, one more time, is called Prepare Yourself
okay.
for Many Temptations. You know, because
ooh,
we just can't.
Oh,
we just can't.
Oh, my.
Man.
Oh, I need that one. Oh, no. Now, that's a good one.
Oh, amen.
Did somebody
you know,
write my phone number down? No, it doesn't matter. I know it's better. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm going to give my phone number out.
No, don't give your phone number out.
Okay.
Are you on Facebook, Sister Gloria?
Huh?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Are you Brother Nakomi's or my friend on Facebook? Do you know any of us on Facebook?
Yeah, okay. She on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, she can get her. I'm saying I can give her all the information.
Oh, thank you, Brother Nakomi.
Okay, somebody do. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Brother Nakomi.
God bless.
I didn't want to get my phone number out, but yeah. I'm so serious about reaching souls. Hello?
Amen. You know, and the reason why we're doing this precept is because we really need to prepare ourselves for many temptations. You know, when you're by yourself, when you're at work or you're out and about, you're at school, you know, if you're just dealing with people in general, you know, I truly believe that we honestly need to prepare ourselves for many temptations. You know, because we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, once you put God in your mouth, everybody got that out. You know, you're the number one target. You know, to see if you're a hypocrite or you're really about what you're talking about. You know,
come on
another
now.
Thing
come
too
on.
Is,
come on.
You know,
if you just scandalous, if you just like just trifling, you know, I mean, it's so much going on. I tell you, I like that.
Oh, sister, sister, you gotta,
I like the concept. I like the concept.
Sister Glory, you gotta mute your phone. I'm saying we gotta let these brothers say what they gotta say.
Well, the brothers can say what they. Oh, do I? I can't talk.
Yeah. Not all that talking.
I'm still online.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You,
I gotta
you
hang
say
up.
What you gotta say. Then you got. No, you don't have to hang up.
You're
fine. Mute your phone. You gotta mute your phone.
I'm gonna hang up.
Oh no, it's all good. You ain't gotta hang up. You on fire for the world, but you know we all limited on time, so that's what Nakomi talking
about. And it's time. It's time for brothers to step up and make it known.
You came to the right place. You know, not to no harm, yeah. But you came
it's
to the right place.
The Lord
bless
us. Step
up.
I mean, bless y'all. I love y'all. But the women, they looking for men. They looking for husbands. You know?
Amen.
Where are the men at? You know? I'd never been married. Thought about it. Prayed
Amen.
On it. But no, really to be honest, my best friend, the one I was gonna marry, he had a massive heart attack. So and he's gone, yes. So that didn't happen. But I'm single. And I live in Elkhart. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to get hang up this phone. Because I don't know if how many men I'm talking to.
Miss Gloria.
Miss Gloria.
Can I ask you something, please? Miss Gloria.
Yes.
The brother that was just talking is the teacher for tomorrow's night program, and he was just trying to let the people know what exactly that's going to be on for tomorrow, and that's going to be 8 o'clock your time. That's the Eastern Standard. And 7 o'clock our time, which is Central Standard. So you want to be there at 8 o'clock. And precept again, Brother Isaiah, it's going to be what?
Oh, no problem. The name of the precept we're dealing with, Lord's Will, tomorrow is called Prepare Yourself for Many Temptations. And, just making it real brief.
I'm going to write that. I'm going to
make it real brief.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we just gotta be cautious of our well doing. You know, we gotta be cautious on everything.
Yes, sir.
You know, because you know, in prayer, in anything, you know, because
and meditation, prayer, meditation, whatever you do, do it within.
Amen.
Yes.
I hear the mic. Amen. I hear the mic.
Woo! Okay, I'm gone. Yeah. Thank you. I'm out.
Amen. You're welcome, sis.
So, with that being said, Brother Nakomi, do you have any closing comments?
That we understand that the keys to everything is doing what God says, understanding what God says, understanding His law, and like I said, not just reading, not just studying, but performing, and then that will be the key to everything. There's no reason to wonder how I'm going to get this, how I'm going to do that. The answer to every question you get is to fear God, keep His commandments. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen.
All praise, brother. Hey, so I want to thank our brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The nation of peace, bringing what?
That kingdom.
Kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. Right, so,
hold on, I was on mute. Don't hold the press button yet. That kingdom state of mind. I was on mute. I had to. My bad, Nakomi. You got the flow.
I thought you was gonna break out with one of the Coke 45. Yeah.
Oh, Coke, man, that's that cheap liquor, man. I drink Heineken. That's that cheap liquor, but that's that 211. That'll get you messed up.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Well, everybody, you can catch your brother Nakomi here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as we you know, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Wide, is do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. Time of commitment. Godspeed.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.